On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the World Health Organization has agreed to look at emerging evidence on how coronavirus spreads. Checks to see if people who've arrived into the country are self-isolating will now be carried out at random. Passengers are obliged to fill out a form to say where they'll be spending the 14-day quarantine. There have been calls to increase the pay of healthcare staff as recognition for their work during the COVID-19 pandemic. The issue has been raised by an independent TD in the Dáil this afternoon. And four llamas which went missing this morning have been recovered. The two adults and two young llamas were found this afternoon, 4 miles away from where they went missing. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15 this evening. We begin, though, with confirmation that for the fifth day in a row, no COVID-19 deaths have been reported in Northern Ireland today. 4 new cases have been confirmed in the region. The death toll there remains at 554. The total number of cases north of the border is now 5,765. The World Health Organization has agreed to look at emerging evidence on how coronavirus spreads. More than 200 scientists from 32 countries, including Ireland, want more attention paid to the potential for airborne transmission. That's where tiny particles hang in the air for hours in crowded, poorly ventilated indoor settings. The World Health Organization says the possibility of people contracting COVID that way, rather than from cough or sneeze droplets, can't be ruled out. Spokesperson Margaret Harris says there's an added risk of picking up the disease when indoors.
Why it's often you see respiratory viruses more often in winter than summer, and people thought, oh, it's the temperature. No, it's got a lot more to do with the fact that we're indoors, because it's cold outside, and that we're crowded together more often. And in some countries that are very, very hot, you actually see respiratory viruses at the peak of summer because people are indoors with air conditioning.
Checks to see if people who've arrived into the country are self-isolating will now be carried out at random. Passengers are obliged to fill out a form to say where they'll be spending the mandatory 14-day quarantine. However, a recent survey showed not all of them were responding when contacted. Casey Reardon has more.
Over 45,500 passenger locator forms were filled out between May 28th and June 30th. Less than 6 in 10 people answered calls from the Border Management Unit to check if they're self-isolating as per the COVID-19 travel restrictions. Some passengers are exempt from a follow-up call because they're travelling on to Northern Ireland or are staying in the state for less than 2 days. Over 29,000 people were called to check if they were restricting their movements, but just 58% of people answered the phone. But due to the increase in numbers travelling, the Border Management Unit says since the start of July, it's reduced the number of people it's calling. It will select forms at random, but ensure a proportional cohort from every flight is contacted. The unit is currently carrying out the calls on behalf of the HSE, but says as passenger numbers continue to increase significantly over the coming days, it will need to focus exclusively on its core function of immigrating passengers, and the HSE will take over the operation.
The hosepipe ban has been lifted. Irish Water says it's lifting the water conservation order following recent heavy rainfall and improving river and groundwater conditions. It's been in effect since June 9th, when 27 of Irish Water's 900 drinking water schemes were deemed to be in drought. In Donegal, at the time, 5 schemes were deemed to be at risk of drought. Last week, Irish Water said that had been reduced to 2. Irish Water's Tom Cudahy says the lifting of the ban is down to a combination of public compliance and rainfall.
That there was a very good response straight away, so we were very pleased with the public's response to the water conservation order, and so the demand reduced. As well as that, obviously, the weather changed, so once we started to get some wet weather, quite a number of our sources to recover. Now, the weather was quite scattered, and some places recovered quicker than others.
There have been calls for an increase of the pay of healthcare staff as recognition for their work during the COVID-19 pandemic. The government has agreed to examine requests from the opposition to look at a reward system for frontline workers. Independent Deputy Dennis Nocton says it's important that the contribution they have made is recognised.
If it is not possible to reward them with pay increases or some form of bonus system, then I believe at a very minimum we should offer them additional paid leave. Time to spend with their families, they may have sacrificed precious family time with, or indeed time out to recover from the physical and emotional tiredness that they must undoubtedly be feeling.
COVID-19 is expected to significantly reduce global flows of foreign direct investment in the second half of 2020 and into 2021. The IDA says 132 investments have been won so far this year, 53 from new investors and 44 expansions of existing companies. This could create up to 9,600 jobs. The agency says almost half of the projects won this year were for regional locations. Four llamas, which went missing in Donegal this morning, have been recovered. The two adult and two young llamas were located this afternoon, 4 miles away from where they went missing. Burns Mobile Zoo, which bred the animals, has thanked all those who helped in the search. A Donegal Garda sergeant is calling for urgent clarity from the Justice Minister over law enforcement concerns among Gardaí as we emerge from the pandemic. It comes as Gardaí say they're confused about how to police the reopening of pubs. A new survey shows that Gardaí aren't sure what laws they're enforcing and they're relying on the media to provide clarity. That finding has been backed by the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Its National Executive Member in Connacht Ulster is Donegal-based Sergeant Paul Wallace. He says the new Justice Minister must provide some answers.
Are we enforcing health regulations or the liquor licensing laws? The two specific different things as such. You know, are we being asked to check because people using hand sanitizer? Are they carrying out social distancing? Is there more than 50 people inside in a pub? That sort of thing. Really, is that a policing function? That's the question we're asking. You know, is that not a health or a HSE function? And there's no clarity. There's been no training given. It's just been rolled out. And like this, again, is another example of like the temporary health regulations were signed in March. The regulation itself wasn't signed in by the minister. We were all out on the roads doing our job until mid-April. There was a hiatus time there where nobody really knew what was going on. So, like, this isn't coming out as criticism. It's constructive criticism, if you like. It's basically lessons learned. We've to try and do better. We have a new government now. We have a new boss. We have a new Minister for Justice. And we would call on her to think of the people who have to enforce these regulations, be they the health or the liquor licences or whatever they are. It's not the big offence on the night that the hand sanitizer was empty. So we have a new minister and we would call on her to get a handle on this and to basically you know, be more proactive and realise that people, if someone is going to be taken to court or someone's for something specifically, you can't be going in saying, well, I think this was the story and I think this is what I was empowered to do. It has to be very clear and clinical, and the legal practitioners will expect nothing less, as will the judge. So we need that to have that clarity.
And that was Sergeant Paul Wallace of the AGSI speaking on today's 9 till noon show. The Greenway, which will link Derry City to Buncrana in Donegal, has taken a step closer to reality. Derry City and Strabane District Council has received a planning application for the construction of the 3.7-kilometre route on the Northern Ireland side. The project team is hopeful of a decision by early 2021. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The proposed route, complementary to the emerging A2 Buncrana Road design, will begin in the grounds of St. Columb's College, Buncrana Road in Derry, and continue along a segregated corridor through Templemore Sports Complex, connecting onwards to Ella Business Park, where a future planning application will be submitted in the Republic to connect the route onwards to Buncrana. The planning application for the Northern Ireland section of the route was received by Derry City and Strabane District Council's Planning Service on the 26th of June and is now in the early stages of consideration. Plans for the A2 Buncrana Road will also see the Greenway link into a new dedicated shared lane, which will bring cyclists and pedestrians safely to the Colmore Road roundabout, allowing users to link into the Bayrow Park and the dedicated cycle route that takes users into the city centre.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel laid out Germany's key priorities for its presidency of the European Council during her address to the European Parliament today. She told MEPs Germany would focus on fundamental rights, cohesion, climate protection, digitalisation and Europe's responsibility in the world. She emphasised the importance of getting support for the EU's multi-billion euro COVID-19 recovery plan. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, warned Mrs. Merkel the challenge she and other EU countries will face in the next 6 months could not be more extraordinary.
In the last 6 months, more than 100,000 lives have been lost in Europe because of COVID-19. We have entered the worst recession since almost 100 years. The summer forecast from yesterday shows a contraction of more than 8% this year, with only a partial rebound next year.
Proposals are being sought to deliver turnkey social housing in Letterkenny. Donegal County Council says one of its key objectives is to provide high quality and sustainable social housing in areas of need across the county. And the council is now inviting developers to make submissions in the Letterkenny area. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Donegal County Council is currently seeking proposals from developers who are in a position to deliver turnkey social housing in Letterkenny to help meet the council's current social housing need. The council is seeking developers to make submissions for 1, 2, 3 and 4 bedroom housing units. Proposals must contain a minimum of 5 units and can include completed units, including potential regeneration projects, units under construction and units to be constructed on suitable sites. In order to make a valid submission, developers will be required to engage with an architect-led design team and a construction contractor with the necessary skills and experience to design, deliver and certify high-quality social housing. Submissions must be made in strict accordance with the requirements of the procurement documentation, and the deadline for submissions is 4:30 on Friday, July the 31st. The process has been advertised on e-tenders and all documentation and information can be obtained from there.
House prices in Donegal dropped slightly in the second quarter of 2020 compared to the same period last year. According to the latest report from daft.ie, the average house price in the county was €145,132 in the second quarter of the year, 0.1% lower than a year previously. Sale prices fell on average by 3.3% in the year to June. The report's author, Roland Lyons, says while the pandemic has a part to play in the drop, prices were already going in that direction.
So all across the country, we've seen a fall in prices over the last 3 months, and indeed pretty much everywhere over the last year. As you mentioned, compared to a year ago, prices are slightly down in Donegal. There is a bigger picture here as well, which is that before COVID, prices had been heading towards stable anyway because of a much better mix of supply and demand, that both the second-hand and the new sales markets have picked up on the sales side. The sales market on the construction maybe is a little concentrated around the cities, but that has improved the overall picture. So there's a lot less upward pressure for prices at the moment than there would have been 2 or 3 years ago.
As we emerge from this pandemic, and we do see with every passing day different reports of economic downturn predicted and that sort of thing, do you foresee prices in the housing market going down further in the months ahead?
I think the key, for me, the key indicator or predictor of health in the housing market is actually going to be in the labour market. It's what will unemployment look like, especially at a regional level, in 6 months or 12 months or 18 months' time, because that will directly translate into the strength of the housing market. And I think there's interesting regional differences and perhaps worrying regional differences in how concentrated people are in different areas for working from home. There's only certain kinds of jobs, obviously, where you can work from home, and they can be perhaps more resilient to future lockdown, second waves and so on.
Meanwhile, Threshold are calling for the extension of the current moratorium on evictions and a rent freeze to be extended beyond July 20th. It's after the latest daft.ie report found that rents were up slightly in June compared to May, even though a rent freeze has supposedly been in place. It's 16 minutes past 5. Time now for the sports news.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with golf, and the Ryder Cup has been suspended for a year. Padraig Harrington was due to captain Europe in their defence of the trophy against the US at Whistling Straits in September. The postponement follows advice from medical experts and the public authorities in Wisconsin. The competition will be held instead in September of 2021 from the 24th to the 26th. Professional men's golf in the US has resumed behind closed doors, but players including Rory McIlroy say the biannual event should not go ahead without fans. The suspension means Adair Manor's hosting of the tournament has now been pushed back a year as well to 2027. In soccer, Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny has said that Wolves right back Matt Doherty and Sheffield United defender John Egan have been underutilised by Ireland. The Premier League duo have less than 20 caps between them, and Kenny says he rates both players very highly.
We have the situation where Matt's 28 and John Egan 28 now. John's only played twice for Ireland, and or three times, 2.5 matches.
Yeah.
And Matt's played 3 competitive games for Ireland, and yeah, they've been playing at the top end of the Premier League, and they're, you know, very, very, you know, good players. So they've been very underutilised by Ireland, and we're waiting late in their careers to appreciate them. You know, I rate the two of them very highly.
Meanwhile, Rotherham United winger Chidozie Ogbeni has said he wants to play for the Republic of Ireland at international level. The former Cork City and Limerick player was born in Nigeria, but moved to Cork age 7 with his family in 2005. The FAI has begun the paperwork for the eligibility process. Adam Lallana has played his last game for Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp is going to rest the midfielder ahead of a move in the next transfer window. Lallana played in Klopp's first game away to Tottenham in October 2015. The Reds manager says he wants to respect the player's career prospects going forward.
It was clear, Adam, we extend Adam's contract and he wants to do that as well. But we will not put any risk on his future or whatever. That's absolutely clear. So he is one of the most important players of the time since I'm here. And so I wish him only the best for the future.
Well, the champions Liverpool are in action tonight. They face Brighton in the Premier League at 8:15, and that game is at the Amex Stadium. There's 3 matches kicking off at 6. West Ham can make a huge step towards safety with a positive result against Burnley at the London Stadium. Wolves will draw level on points with 5th place Manchester United should they defeat Sheffield United at Bramall Lane. And defender John Stones will start for Manchester City at home to Newcastle United, despite reports he could leave City at the end of the season. Tottenham defender Eric Dier has been suspended for 4 matches after he climbed into the stands to confront a supporter. The incident happened after their FA Cup defeat to Norwich in March. The English international has also been fined £40,000 by the English Football Association. Chelsea are in pole position to sign a Kai Havertz, with the German midfielder ready to tell Bayer Leverkusen he wants to leave this summer. The 21-year-old has also been tracked by Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, but Chelsea are thought to have the edge over both clubs for a deal this year. And finally, in motorsport, it's been confirmed double F1 world champion Fernando Alonso will return to the sport next year with Renault. The Spaniard left F1 at the end of 2018, but always kept the door open for a potential return. He will be returning to the team for whom he won his 2 titles in 2005 and 2006. More sport here in Highland tomorrow morning, Donal.
Thank you, Washing. Police in Derry are appealing for information or witnesses following a collision in the Crescent Link area of the city on Saturday afternoon last. Police say they received reports of a 4-vehicle collision just before 3:10. They attended the scene along with the ambulance service. One male driver was brought to hospital. He is still receiving treatment for his injuries there. A Donegal deputy has described Taoiseach Micheál Martin's comments on the Good Friday Agreement as contradictory and ridiculous. Micheál Martin had stated that Sinn Féin have an overfocus on a border poll and he favours a more cautious approach to the issue. Under the programme for government, a new unit is to be set up in the department of the Taoiseach to examine the path to a united Ireland. Sinn Féin's chief whip and Donegal deputy Patrick McLaughlin says Micheál Martin is effectively refusing to plan for Irish unity.
We have the examples of Brexit in recent years. We have the experience of this pandemic crisis, where clearly we need to have movement towards one island economy, one island health service, one island education service, which would clearly be in the best interest of all of our people. And I think I'm particularly exercised by the fact that Micheál Martin would argue that his party is the Republican Party, but they have not engaged in any way, shape or form to advance the arguments for Irish unity. And here we are again in the same situation.
But we do know that a new unit is planned to examine the path to a united Ireland. And the Taoiseach didn't exactly rule it out altogether. He said a more cautious approach to the whole idea is needed.
Well, I think the difficulty is his reference to the Good Friday Agreement. The Good Friday Agreement clearly makes provision for what's called a border poll or a unity referendum. And if you look at opinion polls over recent times in the north of Ireland, there is a majority in favour of Irish unity. There's a very large majority in favour of Irish unity in the 26 counties. So the evidence is clearly there, but what's missing is actual engagement on an all-island basis.
And that was Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. Students are choosing college courses that have the best chances of securing employment opportunities. That's the view of a leading guidance counsellor after the final CAO application details were released. Those looking to attend third level had until July 1st to change their minds. Education columnist Brian Mooney says it appears that job prospects were the focus of the subjects chosen.
The arts, humanities, languages are down, whereas courses, say, relating, for instance, to construction, law, engineering, architecture, business courses. These courses are up because people will see that there will be jobs created through, you know, higher levels of construction. And obviously, you know, in the area of secondary teaching, that's up as well because there are new courses specifically relating to specific subjects. You're qualified at the end of your course.
A Donegal deputy is urging the Taoiseach to act over revelations from the central bank that banks weren't required to charge additional interest on payment breaks during the pandemic. It's after a meeting between the heads of Ireland's banks and the previous government suggested there was a requirement by the financial regulator to do so. The details were obtained by the Business Post under the Freedom of Information Act. Speaking in the Dáil last evening, Donegal deputy and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Deputy Piers Doherty asked the Taoiseach how he's going to proceed.
All those claims are false. Untrue misinformation. That has been clarified by the Governor of the Central Bank. I knew that at the time. Surprises me is the Minister for Finance, the Taoiseach, or the Minister for Enterprise didn't know. So I ask you, what are you going to do when state-owned banks are misinforming the Minister for Finance and the Taoiseach at the time? And are you actually going to take a step to actually support and prevent ordinary customers from being ripped off, as has happened in Germany, Spain and Luxembourg and Belgium and other areas where legislation was introduced?
While responding, Micheál Martin said the Finance Minister will assess the statement from the Central Bank further and then determine his course of action.
I think the statement of the Central Bank Governor is very revealing, important, and I think we'll have to inform future interactions with the pillar banks. And my understanding is the Minister for Finance will be assessing that statement of the Governor of the Central Bank and then determining policy after that.
Looking now at the weather forecast, rain will clear southeastwards as the night continues, allowing cooler, drier conditions extend from the north. Minimum temperatures tonight of 6 to 9 degrees Celsius in moderate northerly winds. Tomorrow Thursday will be bright with sunny spells. A few showers in highest afternoon temperatures between 14 and 18 degrees Celsius. Mostly moderate northerly breezes. Looking at the main headlines this evening, the World Health Organization has agreed to look at emerging evidence on how coronavirus spreads. More than 200 scientists from 32 counties, including Ireland, want more attention paid to the potential for airborne transmission. Checks to see if people who've arrived into the country are self-isolating will now be done at random. Passengers arriving into the country are obliged to fill out a form. However, a substantial proportion of them were not answering follow-up calls to clarify that they were continuing. There have been calls for the increase of pay of healthcare staff as a recognition of the work they've done over the course of the COVID pandemic. The hosepipe ban has been lifted by Irish Water, and four llamas which went missing from Donegal this morning have been recovered. The two adult and two young llamas were found 4 miles away from where they disappeared. We're back with news headlines at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 8th of July. The death has taken place of Frank Colton, Teeve Moore, Pettigo, County Donegal. Due to COVID-19 guidelines, the family home, funeral and burial are strictly private, please. Anyone wishing to pay their respects while maintaining social distancing can do so as the funeral cortege leaves the family home tomorrow morning at 10:30, arriving at St Joseph's Church, Letter Cran, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Roisin Sweeney, Lacaina, Burton Port and Clonsilla, Dublin 15. In compliance with government restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening, with removal tomorrow for Mass at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Burton Port. Burial afterwards in Belcrich Cemetery. Funeral Mass at 11 tomorrow can be viewed on the St Columbus Church webcam and on Facebook. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society. And the death has taken place of Roy Stevenson, Auchliard, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. In accordance with current guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. Funeral service tomorrow at 2 in Rye Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sweeney Funeral Directors.